More wind farms are sprouting up in north and central Missouri. This includes a possible wind farm near Coal Camp, which is about an hour and a half drive southwest of Columbia. Farmers are playing a big role in the development of wind farms, but it's easy to forget that green business is still business. In this edition of the Green Report, KBIA's Rebecca Thiel explains how regulation of wind companies in Missouri is up in the air.
Benton County farmer Mark Chamberlain has been out in his field, planting corn in the warm weather. Resting his elbows on the bed of an old truck, he looks peacefully at his bright blue corn silos. Chamberlain says he's impatient, but optimistic. He can't wait to have a wind turbine on his land.
Farmers, you know, we plant a crop, we're anxious to see it harvested, you know, as soon as we plant it. You know, that's how farmers kind of operate. We're always optimistic, opportunists, I guess.
With the promise of jobs and environmental benefits, farmer support for the wind project has grown. Chamberlain says Missouri farmers are the pioneers of wind energy.
They told us we're the wildcatters of the wind industry of what oil people were 50 years ago when the oil boom went on. We're the first ones cutting the ice, bringing it to the area.
According to the Wind Energy Association, Texas leads the nation in wind capacity. Missouri only ranks 34th, but was the fastest growing wind industry last year. 38 farms were either brought online or expanded in the U.S. in 2009. But getting wind companies interested in the Show Me State isn't easy. Missouri only has marginal wind. Charlie Pappas is an energy planner for the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Pappas says most small wind companies can't afford to build where there may not be enough wind.
The wind farms are only developed where there's wind energy available to them of a sufficient quantity to meet their needs. So very few parts of Missouri fit that need.
Before wind companies build a farm in an area, they install MET towers, or test towers. MET towers cost about $25,000 each. If a company doesn't anticipate a likely return, it doesn't make business sense to make the investment needed to test the site. As a result, Missouri landowners have few companies to choose from. Once a company is interested, landowners often have to agree to a confidentiality clause. For the Benton County farmers, the clause states they cannot discuss wind farm pricing or even the name of the company. All this information sparks a question. Who's looking out for the farmers? Texas attorney Alan Carmichael is assisting Benton County farmers in the wind farm project. Carmichael says right now there is little regulation to keep wind companies in check.
It's largely an unregulated industry. It's still very new.
Carmichael says the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has regulations in place for wind farms that cross state lines, but for the most part, it's up to the local government. This has less wind-savvy states shrugging their shoulders. Benton County Presiding Commissioner Mark Brashear says the county does not have any regulations for wind farms at this point. Brashear says the county has been seeking advice from people in northern Missouri who already have wind farms.
We're trying to educate ourselves right now, Benton County is, in regards to what we should be doing. I've been in contact with counties up north, Iowa, right on the border up there, that basically have as many as 60 windmills in their county and project another 200 more to be installed within the next year.
Carmichael says the fact that the wind industry is largely self-regulated is no surprise. Early oil and natural gas companies didn't have to adhere to strict rules either. But Carmichael says as the industry grows, wind energy policies will change. It'll be 1 to 3 years before the test tower is built in Benton County. Then the wind company will assess the wind, and if the company decides to enter into a contract with the farmers, construction on the turbines can begin. A farmer in northeast Missouri, who has two turbines on his property, didn't want to go into details because of the risk of violating his confidentiality clause. But he did say, once the turbines are installed, the wind company doesn't really interfere, and he can still use the majority of his land.
Oh, they got wind study maps.
Back on his farm, Mark Chamberlain is just excited about the future.
Once it starts, I guess it's like fever just catches, and everybody wants to be a part of the program. It's something new, and it's exciting. And what's good about it, it's good, clean energy. Once you put the thing up, construction's over, you just sit back and watch it turn.
Carmichael says how the industry will change is uncertain. Like the wind turbines, all you can do is just sit back and watch. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.